Diary of a Space Zucchini. June 17. Excitement is in the air. Gardner said, "We will soon be returning to Earth. Our part of the mission is nearly complete, and the new crew will take over for us. I am a bit worried about Broccoli, Sunflower, and me. If Gardner leaves, who will take care of us? And what about little Zook? He's now a big sprout and ready to branch out on his own. Gardner talked about pressing us. I'm not sure what that means. This does not sound good." June 21. Gardner and crew wore their spacesuits today. This is something Broccoli, Sunflower, Little Zook, and I do not have. They spent time in the part of the spaceship that breaks off and falls back to Earth. It's very cramped inside. It must be their version of a seed pod. June 24. Sunflower is going to seed. His blossom is wilted brown and has a few lopsided, packed seeds. This is not quite normal, but then we are living on the frontier, and things are different here. They are not ready now. I wonder if they will be by the time Gardner is with his seed pod. June 26. Gardner has this big book. He called it an atlas, a map of Earth. It is normally kept by the big window, but now it is stuck to the wall right next to Broccoli, Sunflower, Little Zook, and me. He also transplanted us into new bags. This time, the bags are very small, just enough to contain our root ball and a splash of water. He told us that he will soon be leaving and that we will return later in the belly of a dragon. July 1. Today, Gardner and his crew will depart in their seed pod. The replacement crew is ready to carry on in their place. He is wearing his spacesuit undergarments. Not too stylish, but functional. He gave all of us an extra long smell. His nose twitched with the slightest tickle from the leaf hairs on Little Zook. He said that what will be is for the best. It has been a wonderful journey. One chapter is closing, another is opening. He had tears in his eyes, not just a small drop at the corners, but a pool that was making him blink. He reached up and turned out the light. In the frontier, you should not be afraid of the dark.